Bum, that's good sports. I am Brandon. If I masturbated as much as Ben Roethlisberger, I would be a Super Bowl champion too, Perna. Ben Roethlisberger revealed this week that he struggled with a porn addiction. And now I know why they are called the Terrible Towels. Absolutely disgusting, Steelers fans. Haha, Clinton Dix was nearly eaten by Mother Nature's greatest beast whilst riding a scooter. That same beast may be eating Jay Cutler's chickens. The NFL is nearly guaranteeing that they will make football happen in 2020 despite canceling the Hall of Fame game and postponing the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Lots of football news to discuss today on That's Good Sports. This is your daily NFL podcast of That's Good Sports. It's football that's good. Giants quarterback Daniel Jones hit the weight room this offseason, adding 8 pounds of muscle to his body as he officially transforms from Danny Dimes to Danny Quarters. For most people, when you go from a dime to a quarter, it means you are richer. For potheads, it means you actually have less money. I hope Jones added most of his muscle weight in his hands so he doesn't fumble close to 20 times again this season. If Tim Tebow taught me anything, it's that adding more muscle as a quarterback makes you look amazing when it rains or when throwing a football in a field amongst running stallions. I do believe Ben Roethlisberger was addicted to porn, and I think the elbow surgery he had last year confirms that. Now, Roethlisberger revealed this info at a men's virtual Christian conference on Father's Day. As an expecting father, I could imagine no worse way to spend Father's Day than listening to a twice-accused rapist tell me how God saved him from alcohol and porn. If anything, perhaps he should have watched a little more porn. Now, it's really annoying when guys like Ben Roethlisberger get injured and then tell us that God injured them on purpose to make them a better person and spread the word of God. I'm not sure that a guy who doesn't know the difference between the words no and yes is intelligent enough to understand the complexities of God and then spread his message. Never trust a man who says, and I quote, "Now more than ever, it's cool to be a Christian." Ben, I think the Crusades might have something to say about that. Now, I'm happy Ben's on a better path. Believe me, I am. But if you try and take whiskey and porn away from me, I will be an insufferable person to be around. I would have zero room in my heart for ha-has. I am a ha-ha guy and not an LOL guy, by the way. Segue to ha-ha Clinton Dix, who wasn't on a Segway, but an electric scooter. Damn, why am I so good with words? I have a clip of ha-ha Clinton Dix riding a scooter. Now that sounds intriguing enough to just be the clip, right? Scooter Elway is already the most overused clip on this channel.
Johnny John John!
But ha-ha one-upped Elway by nearly scooting into a mother bear and her cub. And here we all thought ha-ha Clinton Dix's time with the Bears was over. He is a cowboy now, and the only thing this Cowboys and Bears encounter was missing was a backflip to end the clip. Now, the Hall of Fame game between the Cowboys and the Steelers has officially been canceled, and it didn't even say anything racist in the past. The game was scheduled for August 6th, but will now be moved to August of 2021. This also means the Hall of Fame ceremony has been postponed, which means legendary safety Steve Atwater will have to wait even longer to officially get into the Hall, and God knows he already waited too long. The good news for Broncos fans is that we will get to see Steve Atwater and Peyton Manning both inducted in the same year now. I would like to clear something up. Players do not go into the Hall of Fame under one team. For example, Peyton Manning won't go into the Hall of Fame and have to choose between being a Bronco or a Colt. The Hall of Fame represents, you know, a player's entire career. And their Hall of Fame busts, once in the Hall, do list all of the teams they played for. For whatever reason, people seem to believe guys have to pick a team to be inducted under. This is incorrect and would be really, really silly. What is this, baseball? I mean, just look at old Tommy McDonald here. He played for 5 teams and was inducted as a wide receiver for all of them, and presumptuously had a farm. Deion Sanders has all of his teams listed. Brian Urlacher was incorrectly inducted as Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy, but that's just because nobody knew who the hell he was after he showed up inexplicably having hair on his head. Ed Reed didn't even enter with a team name. Under Ed Reed's bust, it just says bad motherfucker. Oh god, Ed Reed is so cool. Mark my words, I will be as cool as Ed Reed one day. This life or the next, let me be as cool as Ed Reed. Such a man. Now, even though the Hall of Fame game was canceled, the NFL is confirming that training camp will start on time July 28th for all teams. There will be no early starts for any of the teams, and they are still working out the safety protocols, but players will report July 28th, and Hard Knocks will debut August 11th. They may not know how to host a football game on August 6th, but given 7 more days to start preseason, it will surely know how to host a game on August 13th. That is the NFL's current stance. Now, although many expect the preseason to possibly be reduced to just 2 games, and I would expect that maybe that means nixing the first and last game, play the 2 middle preseason games, give guys 2 full weeks to quarantine after the preseason so that most rosters will be ready week 1. Adam Schefter tweeted this from an NFL source. The NFL is going to play, Adam. I am very certain of it. Have faith in the league. The process and testing and protocols are exceptional. You should see and hear how much is being done. Daily saliva tests and PCR tests every 3 days. Sanitizing everything, including the balls. You can't believe all that's being done and prepared, Adam. By the way that tweet sounds, I think we can all agree that that source was also a certain tremendous president of a certain fantastic country. The NFL will also allegedly not allow fans in the first 6 to 8 rows of stadiums this season. Now that's a great way to say, hey, we don't want to get our players sick, but we really don't give a shit if you all get each other sick. The NFL will cover those rows with advertising tarps to try and make back lost money on the incredibly overpriced tickets they typically sell for those rows. Now, after some digging, I discovered this is actually a ploy by all of the 9th row season ticket holders to finally brag about how they have front row season tickets. Big 9th row business is the worst. And I'm pretty sure I know who is spearheading this movement. Can't say suck it back row if they are suddenly front row. Now, I regret not digging a little bit more into Carson Wentz's stats for my most underrated quarterbacks episode. Eagles Nation posted this tweet with a really impressive Wentz stat. Wentz became the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for over 4,000 yards without having a single receiver go over 500 yards on the same season. The Eagles last season had nobody to throw to, and on defense they couldn't defend the pass and still won the division. The thing not mentioned in this stat, though, is that Dallas Goedert and Zach Ertz combined for 11 touchdowns, and Ertz had 916 yards and Goedert 607. The point, though, I think, is that Wentz did a lot with very little at the wide receiver position. As long as he throws Dallas Goedert open and not into a South Dakota bar, he could have his best season to date. Now something, or someone, is possibly killing or stealing Jay Cutler's chickens. He suspected maybe his cat, Thelma, but she has been cleared of any wrongdoing. There's several videos on Jay's Insta story, too many to cover in-depthly here, but I'll give you a taste of the Jay Cutler chicken saga taking the world by storm.
We've got a chicken serial killer on the loose. We've lost quite a few. Tonight we're gonna set up a trail camera, see if it's a coyote, bobcat, I don't know, raccoon. Could be an inside job. Thelma over there, while she looks nice and sweet, is a savage with loose morals. I hope you don't show up on camera tonight. Everyone's on edge for tonight, obviously. Big night, huh, ladies? So we're gonna stay up, get the cam going. Probably gonna sit in the treehouse over there. So I'll let you know what happened. Obviously things have escalated. Old Blue's in the coop with his sidekick. We feel good about him. Just don't want him to have a bad night. So backup is me, Mark. We got some night vision goggles from our buddy. So we're gonna sit here and make sure that Old Blue's got a... I already heard something. Make sure old Blue has a good night tonight.
I think it is safe to say it's not the cat. So I think we can take her off the suspect list. You know, everyone's pretty at ease, so they obviously got a good sleep. Boy, but the hunt continues.
How anybody could divorce that caring man is beyond me. Kyler Murray, who plans to kneel this season during the national anthem, gave the best response in NFL history in reaction to criticism of his decision. Murray said to dissenters, "You think I give a fuck? Kyler's now my favorite quarterback in the NFC West," to which Murray responded, "You think I give a fuck? Damn, Kyler, that makes me love you even more. Do you think I give a fuck?" No, I don't, Kyler. One thing I saw today, though, that gave me hope for an NFL season is Colin Cowherd, who has finally started saying really stupid shit again. A true sign that things will return to normal when he posted his top 5 arm talent players in the NFL. In order, he listed Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Kyler Murray, and Jared Goff. Jared Goff isn't a top 10 arm talent, Colin. Drew Brees can't throw the ball 50 yards or over an American flagpole anymore. Brady, as good as he is, has never really been a top 5 arm talent. But thank you, Colin, for leaving Patrick Mahomes off this list and Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson. The fact that this is the worst list since Joseph McCarthy's communist list restores my faith in football more deeply than Big Ben's God ever could. Thank you, Colin. Now, this list had Colin Cowherd trending on Twitter because, you know, he tends to say controversial things like this list would suggest, but it turns out this was just a mistake by the graphics department, because these were Cowherd's list of quarterbacks who throw the most catchable balls in the NFL. For this list, that makes a lot more sense. Cowherd's response was funny, but every time I think of Jared Goff, I think of him overthrowing Brandon Cooks in the Super Bowl, and no way would I ever put him on this list. Invite me on the show for debate. Embrace the debate, Colin. And thank you for watching another episode of That's Good Sports here on YouTube. Please subscribe to this channel. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, at Brandon Perna, if you care to follow me on those social media outlets. And now we wait for football to please be back. This is your daily NFL podcast of That's Good Sports. It's football that's good.